Hello everyone, welcome back to Diagnosis Asshole. I'm host number one, Tavi, and I'm a chain cat shark.
I'm host number two, Kaylee, and I am a brown bear, a young brown bear.
And I'm host number three, I'm Abby, and I'm a snow leopard.
And I am guest one, Carlin, and I'm turtle.
Oh, yeah. And I am turtle.
I like turtles.
All right, hello everyone. Happy Thanksgiving if you celebrate. So this is going to be our Thanksgiving episode. So we are going to start with just little tales of Thanksgiving, I guess. So I don't have a Thanksgiving tale per se, but I will enlighten everyone and probably my family as to why I prefer staying home with minimal guests for Thanksgiving. So when I was a bit younger, my cousins probably actually don't remember this, but I remember it so well because it like legitimately traumatized me. So I'm sure they don't remember this, but I remember it very well. I'm not going to say which cousins because they know who they are. And if they don't, then how do you not remember that you traumatized me this way? But anyway, it came out a little while ago that I was into girls. I got outed because my sister posted something on her Snapchat story. She wasn't doing it as like a way to forcefully out me. She was doing it as like a playful, like supportive thing. Cause I had just gotten my first girlfriend and she wanted to like be
excited about it.
Yeah. I asked her. Yeah. I asked her not to because I had a weird feeling about it, but in the end I was happy she supported me. So I just let it happen.
Yeah.
But it got around to one of my cousins. The cousin sent it to her mom and she sent it to my mom. My mom and I had to have a talk about it.
Ooh,
and it was really weird. Like I was outed without my, like,
permission.
I didn't want that to happen, but it happened. Either way, now fast forward like a year or two after that, we're getting ready to move. And my cousins come up to me, the one who sent it to her mom and her sister, and they're like, "Oh, so is it true you like girls? Do you still like girls? Did this, did that?" And I'm like, what happened to hello? How are you?
Like
those
you.
Comment sections.
Yeah, I like girls. I don't like your bitch asses.
Like I didn't. It made me really uncomfortable, and I didn't know how to deal with it. So I was just like, yeah, I still like girls. And then a few years later, I move over here to the east side, meet you lovely people. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure what my mom was doing. I think she was out of town, actually. So one of the cousins came over to visit and hang out with us and take care of us, make sure we were okay. And one of the first things she asked me was, "So do you still like girls?"
What is that type of question, though?
What is the obsession with me liking girls?
Right? We hadn't seen each other in a minute, too. So I was confused as to why that was one of her first questions for me.
Like, the way how it's asked is a
right,
little
do you still like girls? Like, that's supposed to just go away. Like, it's not a scar. It doesn't fade over time. Yes, I like girls. Yes, I like boys. Yes, I like those who conform and don't conform to gender standards. Like, I really just, that's it and that's all. I don't understand why it has to be a discussion.
Yeah.
But anyway, so bringing that back to Thanksgiving, we don't celebrate Thanksgiving with them a lot. Like, our biggest celebrations are when we go to my uncle's house and we celebrate with his wife's side of the family as well as our side of the family. So those cousins are sometimes there, sometimes they're not. They've moved around, so sometimes they're there. Only one of them is back in Vegas. She and I are on better terms. She's not the one who constantly harassed me about it, so
yeah.
You know, she's great. I love her so much. I love them. I love my family. I do. But that's something that I just like you don't get over that really, because like I'm still figuring myself out, and you just kind of outed me. Then you keep springing it on me like it's supposed to be something that I'm supposed to be ashamed of. Almost like it feels like they kind of want me to be embarrassed by it. But it's like, I like girls.
What more do you want, bro?
Really, exactly. What more do you want? Do you want me to say, no, I've renounced my wretched ways and turned to the church? Like, what the fuck do you want from me, bro?
That's wild.
That's a crazy way to
say return to the church like I was ever in it. Anyway.
Like, dog, I will, like, flame up as soon as I walk in there. Like, bro,
right?
You don't want to see
I cross the threshold and blood expels from my nose. Like, really, what is... But, so, basically, I prefer having it, like, a closer Thanksgiving. Like, my immediate family and then, like, my uncle and his daughters, his, all that. Like, my cousins, like that. I prefer it to be just us like that. And when my grandma visits, my grandma as well, because that's like, it feels safe. And then when I'm in my home for that specifically, I prefer that because it's like, when you're at somebody else's house, you can't shut yourself in the bathroom. Other people need to use the bathroom. You can't shut yourself in a closet. Other people, like, obviously not other people.
It's like a personal space.
Right, that's a personal space. I can't just be in your closet.
Yeah.
And I don't want to sit outside the whole time because that's lame. So I prefer to be home because if I'm getting overstimulated, I can set that boundary. We are in my house. Do not disrespect me in my house.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I feel like that boundary is continuously being disrespected, or I feel like I can't really breathe the way I need to, I can just go into my room and I can eat in there, I can hide in there, listen to my music, just so
you that's mean it's like a comfort space.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. My room has always been my safe space, and that's why I chose the room downstairs, because it is my safe space. When we walked in, I was like, I feel a good energy in here. I want this to be my room. And lo and behold, I've loved it for almost 6 years now. So that is my personal take on, like, I'm happy for you guys if you enjoy, like, big gatherings and stuff like that. But
Mm-mm.
it's, yeah, I figured as much. But it's, yeah, I know who,
recently.
I know who I'm friends with.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just become, like, a thing where I prefer, like, if I'm going to do, like, a Friendsgiving, that's completely different because they're my chosen family, my found family. Like, they're people I know that I can always be comfortable with.
Yeah.
But, like, as for real family, I genuinely prefer, like, I generally prefer that we just keep it small, keep it at my house, keep it away from other people. And they probably think that I've gotten over that, but you never get over being forcefully outed, especially not by family. Like, if it had been a stranger who told my mom, your daughter's gay, I'd be like, damn, what the fuck?
How'd they know?
I'd be like, how'd they know? But then I'd be like, okay, well, I don't know you anyway, so you must be in love with me for me to be on your mind like this.
Yeah.
But for it to be my cousins, like, my family, like, people I grew up with, people who took care of me, like, that's weird ass energy.
Family is the most disrespectful, because, like, you
nobody
really feel like
will
you
hurt you like your own people. I can't like, say that. And that's one of my biggest reasons. Like, overall, it's just personally, I have truly experienced the whole no one will hurt you like your own family. It always be your own people.
I have, always the problem's in the house.
The call is coming from inside the motherfucking house. And you know what? I don't tend to associate with that. And thankfully, my mom is kind of the same way. Like, I don't know if she's had, like, big fallouts with them, but we both kind of prefer, like, if we have gatherings, keep them small, keep them in our house, stuff like that. I think it's, like, a comfort, safe space thing to be able to have that boundary and be able to have that, like, respect thing where it's, like, I said I don't want to talk about this. You're in my house. We're not going to talk about it. Go, Abby.
All right. Sorry. Anyways, continue.
No, you're good. Okay. So that's pretty much it. This wasn't big or exciting like the rest of everything else. And if you guys want like a full talk about the whole story time with being outed, that is something I'm interested in talking about, because I don't, like, a lot of people don't get outed like that anymore, and I'm really happy about that. Like,
yeah.
It's become less of a spectacle, less of a thing to do, which I really appreciate within the queer community and like our allies and non-allies, that we are not going around saying that's a gay motherfucker right there.
Yeah.
And you know, ruining people's lives. That is something I would be down to talk about if you guys ever wanted to do maybe an episode on that, or if it you guys want bonus content.
Yeah,
but yeah, so that is my little story. Who's next?
Okay, so I don't really have like a big Christmas Thanksgiving story. Yeah, I don't really have any big Thanksgiving stories. It's just that I also prefer a small house when I'm eating. Because, like, why are you guys going to sit there and talk while I'm fucking eating? Like,
heavy
on can
that.
Y'all shut the fuck up and just eat your food?
Amen.
That's one thing I really hate about big gatherings. I'm trying to get, like, a little taste of everything. Oh, no. One thing I hate more, how you going to fucking come and not bring nothing? Are you dumb? Like, are you fucking... You're coming to a big person gathering, okay? We all fucking contribute here. If you, like, wanted to go and, like, not get nothing back, like, the homeless shelter is right downtown. Like, you could down there. You could pick up food on Thanksgiving, guys. And, yeah, they're giving out free shit on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, no,
so.
I get that. Like, if it's like a potluck type thing, But if it's specified that you don't have to bring anything, sure, that's different.
Exactly.
But I agree. Like, if we all agree we're going to contribute something and you show up with, like, a bag of chips and some fucking...
Right. Shit,
like,
bring the plates, bring the napkins.
Right, exactly. Bring something. Like, you show up with, like, a two-pack of Cokes. Like,
that's something.
I mean, yeah, true. Cokes fucking are expensive now. Like,
fair
the
enough,
bottle...
But you know what I mean? Like, if you show... You know it's going to be at least 30 people and you haven't... You said you're going to bring something and you bring, like, a five-pack of sodas. What
maybe like 20, like
20
solid,
to 30.
Yeah, 20 to 30, bro. You should be bringing shit for
exactly.
Everybody.
Yeah.
And not just for like one time. Bring enough for seconds, please. Like,
it's, like you'll have enough. I feel like if like the people that said like maybe to going on it don't end up going, you're gonna have enough for at least like some seconds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like.
And another thing, like whoever is like hosting the party. Dog, I'm gonna need you to be a little bit lenient. Like, we came here to eat, bro. Don't be like, oh well, I have to save some of this for da da da. Dog, if they weren't here, like, that should be a whole nother. You should make them a whole nother plate before we start eating. Then,
yeah, okay? That's what my family does.
Don't...
We'll be like, somebody we know is gonna show up late and only want their plate. Like the aunties who are fixing the plate.
Exactly.
They'll be there. They'll fix the little extra plate, and then they'll be like, "All right, who want this? Who want this on their plate?" This
exactly.
That. You know, that's how it should be.
Like, don't like get mad because like or say some shit because I'm going in for seconds of fucking macaroni because you said there's fucking
fuck
seconds.
Yes.
And then be like, "Oh well, actually, I need to save this for I don't give a fuck. Are they here right now? No, I'm a fucking eat. Like you invited me to
right.
your house to eat. This is what I'm
you
gonna
invited
do.
Me to eat. I'm going to eat.
I'm going to eat.
Okay." That's just one thing I'm picky about with Thanksgiving is food. The whole fucking day is basically about food and giving thanks. Bitch, I'm
right.
thankful
don't
for my
ever,
fucking food.
Don't ever tell me I could come over for Thanksgiving and restrict how much I'm eating.
Exactly. That's so
don't
fucking
stupid.
Don't you
ever in your life, how you gonna bring me over for Turkey Day and tell me I can only have one slice of turkey?
That's what I'm saying! So, that's another thing. And then another thing, oh my gosh.
And then another thing.
No. I just have a lot of problems with Thanksgiving.
No,
I'm
keep
so
going,
glad
keep
you
going,
fucking
going.
Only last one day, bitch. Because, like, I cannot. More than one day, you're done. How are you gonna invite me to your house for Thanksgiving and say, okay, the food is gonna be ready at da-da-da-da-da. We're gonna do this, we're gonna do this. And the food is still not fucking ready when
oh
I get there.
Oh my god. That's so like, especially with like, I feel like that's heavy on like brown families. Oh my god. I read something somewhere. Somebody was like, what do y'all eat on for breakfast on Thanksgiving? And a black person replied and was like, y'all eat breakfast?
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. So I've waited all this time. I've waited. I haven't had breakfast. I'm waiting for this food. And you tell me the food gonna be done at this point.
Are you like,
and
are
it's
you fucking
not ready.
Like, nah, you be dead.
Tell me
enough.
You hate me. Just tell me you hate me and I'm going home.
Like, I'll wait. I'll fucking wait. But are you like, I'm gonna be pissed off waiting. Like, then
right.
I'll
wait
angry.
Because I want my food. But damn.
And then, all right. So then onto like the family gossip of like fucking. The trauma of Thanksgiving. I feel like, okay, I love gossiping on Thanksgiving, like finding out everybody's business, you know.
True. Like it's been a while.
Yeah,
like,
it's been a while.
Like,
catch up.
Catching
exactly.
up on everything.
Anything disrespectful though, dog, like this is a time to share and be thankful. Okay, I'm not thankful for your loud ass fucking mouth judging me on what I do. All right, like I'm not thankful.
You're going
for that.
In for
don't.
Another plate. Yes, bitch.
Yes, exactly.
You're going in for another husband?
Oh, you
like,
look like that.
I love seeing those videos. Like, oh my god, I have to find where it was, but like, it's
oh
just
my gosh,
like
those videos be so funny. I be adding them to my little clapbacks, low key.
I'll show it to you later because I just now remember it's the podcast that I was supposed to show you.
Stop.
I think it's just so outrageous. Like, how are you gonna come to Thanksgiving and like start judging everybody? I hate people like that. So, on another note, though.
It's
I love judging
after
people on Thanksgiving.
And another thing. What did you say, Abby?
I hate people who judge on Thanksgiving, but fuck, I love judging on Thanksgiving. How the fuck? If your food tastes like ass, bro.
No, I just know not to invite you back, or I know not to ask you to ever make that dish again.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Because
like,
oh my god, let me tell y'all, I was so pissed one time because they were hyping up this mac and cheese. I was like, fuck yeah, I love mac and cheese. But I was like, fuck yeah, I love mac and cheese. I got this. Let's do this. I get me a big heaping scoop warm. I'm like, oh, this finna be so good. I sit down to eat.
I had a similar situation because yesterday, literally yesterday, I had a Friendsgiving with some high school people that I'm still friends with because they're homies. I love them.
Yeah.
We had two people bring in, okay, little side note, there was no food.
Oh.
It was just two mac and cheese trays, one full bag of Doritos, and sweets.
That's so awesome.
Where's the turkey? That was pretty much it. In the group chat, they were just hyping up the mac and cheese, like, oh, this is good, this is amazing. It looked good, it looked crispy. I put in like a whole, let's say, a big ass spoonful.
Right.
Two big ass spoonfuls, because I love mac and cheese. Who doesn't love mac and cheese?
Same, exactly. See, this is exactly what happened with me.
Exactly. So I take a whole spoonful of mac and cheese, put it in my mouth, this shit is stale.
Stale?
It's stale.
No, we would have had the fight. Because with mine, when I bit into it and I was like, what is this? Like, first of all, there were chunks of cheese in it, which I wasn't expecting. So I was like, how did you even manage this? But, you know, I'm not at my house. I don't know the person who made it all that well. So I'm trying not to be mean. So I'm just like, so good.
So good. I just tried to hide the fact that I did not like it. It was hard. Because I was almost up to the point where I just stood up on my couch saying, who made this?
Right.
But I'm too nice of a person to ever say something like that.
I'm not that nice. I was just scared of adults back then. See, I'm not anymore.
So back to relating to my point. Yeah, I love judging people on their fucking food on Thanksgiving. Okay. Like, that's just
we
that's
listen
just amazing.
And we don't judge.
Yeah. But I'm not going to tell you that I'm judging. I feel like it's just a gathering where you go to listen to people and, you know, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm thankful because this year I didn't fucking kill my kids. Like, honestly, like, this has just been a great year for me. You know? Like, I feel like some moms, they really be saying that. Like, when it's like,
my mom wouldn't say
that.
My
mom would say that shit.
My mom would say, I'm grateful that I didn't have to snatch any of you up, which is not true. My mom did have to snatch me up earlier in the year. I deserved it, but, you know, in the moment, I didn't agree with that. But, yeah.
Like, you're just giving thanks. Like, oh my God, bro. Like, this year, I'm so thankful for that. You know, like,
I knew it. I knew she was going to say that. I knew it.
So grateful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I needed that shit in my life. You know, like, anyways.
I'm grateful for this podcast.
Yeah. Like, there's a lot of things I am grateful for. It's just, oh my gosh. Hearing what y'all are grateful for, like, I'm grateful to just, like, live my life. I'm grateful
heavy
that my life that. Is not your life.
Like, heavy like, on that. I'm grateful that my life is not your
that's
life.
That's a crazy way to put it. That's so true.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah, guys. But oh my God, this is all relating back to my Thanksgiving story. My Thanksgiving story basically was too many people in the house, judging too many people, and fucking nasty food. But then if that food is fucking fire, again, I'm gonna fucking get seconds. Don't invite me to your fucking house. You're not gonna let me.
Abby,
get seconds.
You should come over to my house. We're gonna definitely have more than seconds because we cook for a large family, even though there's only like
Jesus shit. I'm pulling up.
There's only like five of us, and then I eat last most of the time, specifically so I can go back and get as much as I want without people judging me. It's a habit that I had gotten into when I was younger. I don't need to do it at home because, like I said, my home is my safe space. I don't need to be uncomfortable when I eat. Mm-hmm. But I eat last, and I just large slices of everything. Fucking
exactly.
Big
fucking
cup of juice.
All right, fucking so yeah. Another thing I was going to get into is my... okay, this is the last thing. What I eat for Thanksgiving. Now... this is not going to be the same as everybody else's, all right? This is pretty traditional, actually. Like, I bet a lot of people, like, have this, or maybe they're, like, missing one thing. But just listen, bro. Like,
listening.
You need it. You need it.
Locked
so,
in.
Of course, first, we start off with the fucking turkey. The whole thing is fucking turkey. What do you mean you eat chicken on fucking Turkey Day? Like, who the fuck? You shouldn't even be celebrating Thanksgiving. You're eating fucking chicken on Thanksgiving. Dumbass. Okay. And if you're a fucking vegan, okay, you go have your fucking salad then, bitch. But, like, this is Thanksgiving. All right, fuck you. So,
but this is Thanksgiving.
Be like, make the exception one time.
Yeah, exactly.
Anybody, if you don't eat meat for specific reasons, like, especially if you're, like, vegetarian, vegan, like, pescatarian.
Or, like, religious
then,
reasons.
Okay, yeah, or religious reasons. You get
you're
a pass.
Good. Yeah, we get you.
But anybody else?
Anybody
what
else?
What the fuck?
You're just fucking picky? Like, are you fucking serious right now? Like, it's fucking Thanksgiving, bitch. Don't even come to my house.
Okay, don't be awkward because you eat turkey. Right?
Get out. I'll explain my reasoning later after.
Okay. No, get
sorry.
Out.
Sorry. I'm not targeting you. I'm just
no,
saying.
No, I'm targeting you now.
I'm not targeting you. I'm just saying for the people that come to Thanksgiving, like I've had a couple picky ass fucking people. They're like, oh, actually, I don't like turkey. Why the fuck are you here then?
What? Like, why the fuck are you here then?
No, it's like first they didn't like Thanksgiving, and then they didn't bring anything either. Oh, like
it's the same person complaining over and over again.
Guys, I'm sorry to out my fucking cousin, bro. Like, you're just a bitch.
Damn.
Like, I just, like, I am not thankful for you. You ruined Turkey Day every single year. I'm just like,
she's in her feelings about it. She sounds like gonna.
Yeah, you did. Bro, because this
you
is
ruined Turkey Day.
Every year of Thanksgiving, they're always coming to Thanksgiving. First mm-hmm. of all, you never fucking bring anything. You're just a bitch. And then, how are you gonna get mad at my mom for making turkey? Like, oh, like the turkey's not really cooked like how I would eat it. Like, I like it how this. It's you fucking put it in the oven and it's fucking cooked, bro. Who the fuck? Like,
who the fuck?
Like, oh my god. And then, oh, like the ham is honey ham. I don't really like honey. What are you even doing here? What are you doing here?
Why are you in my house?
Exactly.
Why are you at the function? Why? Who invited?
Whose man's is this? Like, everybody point laugh. Because what the fuck are you
like,
doing here?
Oh my god, I'm sorry, guys. I just have like all these feelings towards Thanksgiving just because of my fucking cousin, because there was fucking complaining about everything that we do.
Every single point she listed earlier that was specifically about a person, she was imagining the cousin. She's like, you son of a.
Fucking flashbacks.
Literally, no, okay, because every year we make the same fucking thing. So back to my plate, turkey, okay, ham. Sometimes my mom makes brisket. She makes fucking green bean casserole. I love casserole. She makes the, you know, the fucking cheese shit, the mac and cheese.
The cheese. She makes the cheese.
Sorry,
my mom makes cheese.
Like, okay, some people call them candied yams. I call them sweet potatoes with marshmallows. Like, you know, like, that's
my
basically
family,
what the fuck
yep,
they are.
We have those.
Yeah, sweet potatoes with marshmallows. Of course, you have stuffing, the cranberry.
This is the most, like, traditional I've, like, ever heard someone actually eat for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, everything. Deviled eggs. I fucking love deviled eggs.
I don't think my family does deviled eggs. Well, my stepdad, maybe eggs. 1 year. I don't eat deviled eggs all that much, so.
Dude, they're so fire. But,
they're good. I just don't eat them a lot.
Yeah. Of course, you have the apple pie or pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie.
With the fucking ice cream and the whipped cream. And it's vanilla bean ice cream. For you fuckers who put chocolate on your pies, go to hell. What the fuck?
Oh my God,
why do you put chocolate on an apple pie?
Okay,
I've seen
yeah,
you bitches
that's
do
strange.
That shit. You piss me off so much. Why do you do that?
Why are you the way that you are?
Like, you piss me off, bro. Who the fuck? Like, oh my God. Why do you put chocolate on shit?
Like, bro, she's gonna cry again.
Bro, sorry. Alright, so anyways. Yeah, that's just like the pies, the food. We have more cold food. Oh, bro, my grandpa makes the best potato salad in my fucking life. You have potato salad and you have macaroni salad. We got both of them bitches. All right, bro.
I don't eat potato salad.
Oh, my God.
They try to revoke my black card every year for that. You definitely have no ground to stand on. Don't make me expose you for the hate crime I suffered two months ago.
I'm sorry. All right, anyways.
Anyway.
So... Yeah, I'm trying to think. We normally have a lot of food, and we always make enough for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then you fucking bitches that just come and don't bring shit. Like, I just fucking hate you.
You
like,
eat last, and you have to eat
you're
the corner.
At the end of the line.
You don't get a chair at the table either.
Yeah, and another thing, I always eat first. I don't give a fuck about them kids. I don't
right!
give a fuck
I don't
about
give
the
a
adults.
Fuck about them kids.
Give me my plate first, especially since. In the latest years, I've helped cooked everything, okay? I woke up my ass at fucking 4 o'clock, all right? And we're going to fucking make that food, and it's going to be done by 12, all right?
Yeah.
Like, you fucking dumbasses.
I get that, especially if I helped with the food.
Like
I said, I've been
plate,
in...
Bro. Let
like
me
I
sit
said,
down.
Yeah. I've been in the habit of, like, eating last. But before then, when they'd be like, the little kid, fuck them kid, I will punch your kid, bitch.
They're not even gonna eat half of it. They're gonna fucking stare at
they're gonna
stare at stuffing, exactly, and be like, oh, I don't want this. Or they're gonna eat the marshmallows off the fucking yams, and then they're gonna leave the yams. I don't want the yams. Fuck you, I fucking hate people.
Like, I could have brought you a bag of marshmallows if you were gonna waste my food like
exactly.
this.
Exactly. And then, how are you gonna tell me you don't like the turkey? What?
How are you gonna look me in my
what?
Face?
Like,
oh on Turkey God. Day? You could tell me after.
Oh, no. And then all the little kids who are playing outside, we tell them, come inside, tell us what you want. oh, like, I don't eat anything. But then later you're going to fucking come in and be like, oh, my God, like, I want some food now. Fuck you. I'm not serving
Fix
you.
Fix your own plate. Yeah, fix your own motherfucking like, plate.
Fucking.
And you better not get two scoops of nothing.
Yeah. And if you're not my kid or, like, you're not my sibling, I don't have any kids. If you're not my sibling, I'm not serving you, bro. If you're, like, some random hood rat, like, cousin of mine, I'm not serving you, bro.
I used to hate when it would be, like, because I was rarely ever on the serving duty. So I used to hate when it'd be, like, I was, like, middle school age, and then the little ones would run through, and the parents of the little ones, oop, my bad, my Alani just fell over, y'all. But they would give them like nice large portions, and they'd get to me, and they'd be like, oh, if you want more, you can get it yourself. Then move out the fucking way. I'll make my first plate myself. The fuck? Exactly.
I'm just waiting to eat. I love eating.
Bro, I'm dreaming about that turkey.
Dude,
right
I'm getting
now.
Hungry.
I will go to the bathroom and eat my food. If y'all are all in the fucking living room and too crowding me, trying to talk to me while I'm eating, who the fuck
Hell,
are you?
Literally.
You're not playing football because normally football is playing on Thursdays, all right, on fucking Thanksgiving. I know that sounds like, but no, normally we watch fucking football on Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving was, like, I'm pretty sure started by America, all right? Fucking America. Not for Donald Trump, though, but, like, you know, America. It's the only day I'll ever, like, support Americans.
I'm going to leave that in, but just so we can see how controversial people think what Abby just said is.
Yeah. Oh. Fuck you guys. All right. So, anyways, I'm joking. I'm joking, please. All right. Anyways.
People got to understand Abby's humor.
Yeah. They'll, she's not cancelable because she doesn't mean any of it. She'd just be talking.
Yeah. Yeah. I meant what the fuck I said about the rules, though, bro. Like, I fucking meant that shit. All right. Anyways. So, it's just like, yeah. I don't like when people are talking and I'm trying to eat. I'll go eat in the bathroom and I'll take my plate to go home and I will eat that shit up. And then how are you gonna? All right, so after Thanksgiving
and
the
another
food,
thing.
Sorry,
no, you're good. Keep on going. We've got time.
On another note,
you know how like you make so much food on Thanksgiving and like you eat that shit for like the next week or so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
dog. After like 3 days of having that shit, bro, you need to like let it go, bro.
My family typically does. Like, we've gotten better at that.
Thanksgiving should last you for like 3 days. Breakfast, morning, like you're gonna get tired of it, but like, come on, it's Thanksgiving food. Like, shit, I don't know. You should just be able to eat that for like the next 3 days. After day three, and you're still trying to hold on to food. Mom, because
some
away,
of
bro.
It does start to spoil immediately anyway, like depending on when you have put it in the fridge.
Exactly.
So it's like now you're not only are you endangering my life, it's something that I don't feel like eating.
Yeah.
Like, damn.
Like you should plan ahead for how much you're going to make, guys. Because I hate going to my grandpa's house and this motherfucker has turkey from like 2 weeks ago. Dog, please throw it away. Like, it's so bad. Oh. No, I love people who are creative and make other dishes with
my family
the
does that. Yeah.
So like
we do that with most dishes though.
You fucking it's breakfast. Try to recycle. Make some eggs. You cut up the Thanksgiving ham. Put that shit in the eggs. Fucking fire. I love that shit. Honey, amazing. Or my grandpa, he makes fucking taquitos with the turkey that was in it. That's like not traditional, but shit, like that shit still fucking tastes good. Turkey's turkey. Like, all right, great for you. No. I fucking hate you people though. People.
And another thing.
There's just a lot with Thanksgiving that's just so, like, no wonder why you're a fucking holiday. Like, we couldn't handle none of this on a normal day. None of this could have happened on a normal day. And it's supposed to be giving thanks. Like, how is there so many issues for giving thanks? Like, what?
Yeah,
what
we can't. I just realized Abby and I clocked a lot of issues with this day for us to be giving thanks
exactly.
to it. Damn.
Like, I don't know if, like, your families do this, but you're like, say one thing you're grateful for. Like, when you pick up your plate from the kitchen, or it's like, you guys all sit in a, not in a circle, but like, I don't know. Sometimes
do
my family
right
does
praying.
This. Yeah. It's like, before you eat, say something you're thankful for. Find something that you're thankful for, please. Like, don't be like, I'm not thankful for anything. Like, if my whole year was ass, shut the fuck up. Be thankful you're breathing.
Please don't speak if you're going to say that.
Yeah. And that's happened to in my family before. It's like, I wasn't really thankful
cousin?
For anything this
was
year.
Was it the same cousin?
Yes!
Fuck. Oh, that's so beautiful. Yes!
You fuck up my whole entire fucking, like, Thanksgiving. Like, you bitch. And, it's so horrible. Because they're on my grandpa's side. Normally, my grandpa's side is cool as fuck. You fucking, like, you just ruined that whole thing, bro. Like, no wonder why people, like, send Puerto Ricans back to the island. Like, they fucking, like, it's people like you. Sorry. Anyways. Oh. I'm not thankful for your ass. I will. Every time I see your bitch ass, I'm like, fuck ho, you a hoe.
Oh, fuck ho, you a hoe.
Anyways, yeah. I don't know what was going on to this. You just ruined my whole...
Okay, let's move on before Abby adds to the list.
Sorry.
KJ, do you have any, like, Thanksgiving tales or any, like, reasons behind why you treat Thanksgiving the way you do?
It's interesting to hear both of your... Sorry, both of your perspectives, because for us, it's completely the opposite, almost, in a way. Like, I don't know if
she has a functional family. Ours is dysfunctional.
I don't know if your, like, mom's side of it, of your family does it. Because, like, Filipinos, they don't really do Thanksgiving. Like, it's not in our, like, specialty, I guess. Yeah. Because, like, the minute it hits September, the Burr months, Christmas is happening in the Philippines. Like, you go to fucking Seafood City, they got the tree up. They got, like, the fucking light shit up. Like, we don't give a fuck about Thanksgiving. Like, we're all about Christmas. We're all about, like, that holiday spirit. But it's specifically only Christmas. I don't understand why. I don't know if it's because if it's a religious thing. Because, like, a majority of them are religious.
I know that's why a lot of people, like, even, like, if you're not super religious, a lot of people do it out of respect.
I think that's why we
like,
do
not,
it.
Not
and
celebrate
another
it.
Thing, fucking,
fucking, I literally said, let's move
like
on.
Thanksgiving, didn't Thanksgiving, like I said earlier, start in America? Like, not really.
I don't know the history of it.
Thanksgiving, yeah. I'm pretty sure it was,
it's
like,
a pilgrim,
it was the,
right?
It was the Pilgrims? Native Americans.
Oh, shit, that was way off.
Sorry, my fault.
Yeah, but, like.
Love you, people.
Native Americans, I believe. Let me not talk out of my ass. Somebody Google it, but I believe what I believe it was. Native Americans, pilgrims.
That's what it seems.
Yeah,
like.
You were right. You were on the right track for saying pilgrims, but I believe
because I'm thinking of like the fucking Mayflower. Yeah, pilgrim. Oh,
exactly.
Shit, right.
Exactly.
Can you read what we got?
According to Google,
citing the sources.
The first Thanksgiving is generally attributed to a 1621 harvest feast shared by the. I don't know that word, people, and the English colonists, in parentheses, pilgrims, of Plymouth, Massachusetts.
Yes. So Native Americans and pilgrims, I was right.
See?
Yep.
Yeah. So the whole thing is, it wasn't in other countries. So of course it wouldn't be like deep-rooted in your culture to celebrate
I don't think
Thanksgiving.
It was. But then I'm also fucking half white, so it's like, it's kind of there. Like, we celebrate it, but it's like, we never... Like, at least when it came to when we used to celebrate, like, my whole dad's side of the family, because my dad's side is the Filipino side. That shit got, like, 20-plus people. It's, like, my dad's friends, coworkers' friends. Like, it's fucking all over the place. But it's, like, cool, right? And so, like, we always have a big Christmas thing. We always do, like, birthdays, whatever. But, like, we never once do I have any memory of anything for Thanksgiving. Like, we all celebrate it separately.
Because,
you know, everyone needs something different. We, from what my mom has told me, they used to do turkey, but this was when, like, everybody lived in fucking Hawaii. Everyone did parties for every single reason. And it's, like, as of, like, I guess when they moved here, like, they don't really care for turkey that much. Because, like, you eat some of it, it tastes really good, and then you start thinking, like, oh, shit, it's fucking turkey. Like, it starts tasting like turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we still do ham. We do, like, I don't know. They put pineapple on the ham to make it sweet. We do the stuffing. We do corn. We do... My mom just...
Corn.
My mom just buys potato salad because, like, she doesn't know how to make it. She does the mashed potatoes. This year, we're doing...
I'm the mashed potatoes person.
Dude, I started eating that when I got my wisdom teeth out. Best thing ever, dude. And then this year, we're going to do ribs because she knows everyone is going to eat it.
I'm coming to your house.
Dude,
I want some ribs,
the way how my mom makes fucking ribs. Mom, when you hear this, my mom already knows this. I fucking love ribs. Oh, my God. Like, we just bought it, like, early this month. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we literally just, like, this is the time when my brother wants to join us for, like, eating. Like, he normally is in his room eating because it's more comfortable eating, you know. And he also eats on the floor because it's way more comfortable, and I 100%
sitting
agree.
On the floor is so comfortable.
It's so good.
Who made these chairs? It's bullshit.
No, literally. We just want to be higher up. Nah. But we normally, all of us on the table, not on the table, but, like, you know, around the table. But our table is small, and we have, like, huge plates. But I normally use a small plate because, one, I don't eat that much. Because I've always been a picky eater. So, like, this year, I'm 100% eating majority ribs, ham, Probably mashed potatoes.
Why don't you like turkey?
I don't know. It's just, I mean, it's okay. It's just like, maybe, actually, I don't think I have had turkey yet. I don't remember if I have, so I can't.
Don't look at me. That's your girlfriend.
Because, like, I don't know. My dad isn't a big fan of it either. Like, we have rice that my dad eats instead. Like, he always eats rice with, like, any meal. So, like, it's, like, just a common feature. I know what you're thinking, and I'm, nope.
Keep talking.
But we always have football on because my brother and my dad obviously watch it. My mom understands it, so she watches it. I'm just here fucking devouring this shit.
I'm just there in the corner eating as they're watching the game.
You agree, like, it's all something that we collectively do on Thanksgiving. It's just fucking, like, there's always football on.
Yeah, because it's, like, it's, I don't know, it's, like, a very, because Thanksgiving is a very, like, how do I want to word this? You're in a comfort space with people that you grew up with family, friends, maybe. It's, like, everyone has their own opinion on, like, football and stuff, and, like, people are going to get competitive on their teams and whatever. So, it's, like, a good way to, like, somewhat bond, because, like, if my family were to do Thanksgiving, it would be the same instinct with Christmas. How, like, everyone obviously hasn't really seen, like, our relatives don't hang out. Like, it's just a common thing for us. I don't know if it would be for you, too. At least for your mom's side.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. It's, like, Filipinos just don't hang out together unless they have a reason to. So, it's, like, everyone catches up whenever it's an event.
Yeah.
Like, when it's Christmas, we talk and eat. Like, all the aunts are in their own little space. All the dads are outside playing Mahjong. The kids are, like, the older kids are talking because, you know, the older cousins, the younger kids are playing, like, upstairs or, like, outside or whatever. Like, everyone has, like, their own space, and, like, that's how we collectively, like, bond and stuff. So I feel like if we had a Thanksgiving like that, it would be very similar.
Yeah,
definitely with sports on and, like, probably karaoke, because
my family loves karaoke too,
right? I mean, I don't know, that's kind of how Thanksgiving is for me. That's why I was, like, so interested to hear your guys's, because you guys have big gatherings and I don't, and, like, I didn't even consider, like, people having big gatherings for Thanksgiving.
We haven't had big gatherings, I think, since we moved to the east side.
I haven't had big gatherings since, like, 2017.
I appreciate that stuff.
My big gatherings are my immediate family, which is, like, my mom and dad, my grandparents, my aunt, and whatever fucking cousins are around at the fucking time, like, I guess.
The,
like,
fuck-ass cousin.
Yeah, the fuck-ass cousin.
The fuck-ass, like, cousin.
Like, yeah. And that's honestly really it. If we do, like, big gatherings, it'll be on, like, my Puerto Rican side of the family, because I don't really know my dad's side of the family. So, like, that's, like, fucking 10 to 15 more people that I just, like, want to be in my fucking business. So,
like, every time it's a big gathering, it's only my dad's side, because my mom's only immediate family is her sister. None of us like. So my mom's gonna hear this and she'd be like, hell yeah, because it's so stupid. But, like, she would sometimes show up to the events and we're all like,
yeah, I don't,
like,
know,
hey girl, here? Like, hey girl, hey,
hey girl, get out.
But yeah, that's honestly it.
Okay, vibe, super vibey from everybody. We have time for
two or one.
I think one. Let's see how me and Abby devour the first one. And if
you guys are going to devour this one, I can already
tell. Okay. So we're going to have a reading from KJ for one Reddit story. Let's get into it.
Okay. Am I the asshole for leaving Thanksgiving dinner early after my brother's toast to me?
Oh, God. Yeah, and it's the brother. I don't know. Brothers just
dickheads.
They're a different breed.
Okay, today was family Thanksgiving dinner. My brother, Will, is 32 male and I am 27 male. I am a recovering addict and I have been sober for a year from opioids. I've done
stints or stints, whatever the word is.
Stints in jail and rehab. It was my parents' place and a few aunts were invited, some cousins and grandparents. What the hell? Everyone had a few drinks besides me, and right before we're about to go eat, Will stands up and clinks his glass to give a toast. He's a little tipsy and starts talking about what he's thankful for, being together, food, yada yada. Eventually, he goes on to say that he is so thankful that I'm still alive and sober at this Thanksgiving, despite everything that's happened. The room got kind of quiet, and there was a toast, and we ate. I was beyond embarrassed. The last place I want that brought up is at a family gathering, and Will knows this. Usually after we eat, someone sticks around for another drink or something, but I bounced as soon as food was done. Will texted me, asked where I went, and I told him I was pissed, and he embarrassed me. He told me I was being a dick, and he just wanted to celebrate me. I haven't responded. Part of me thinks I overreacted, but the other part knows how I... But the other part knows how I felt in the moment, embarrassed. Am I the asshole?
Okay. I want to start this off by saying, not the asshole. The way you reacted was extremely valid. I have had family battle with addiction and stuff like that. It runs in my family. So for your brother, who you said he's aware that you wouldn't want that brought up, even I'd assume even as a joke, that it makes you entirely valid. You did not overreact at all. Me personally, I would have punched him in the mouth because if someone brings up how I used to, I was going through something, if someone brings up the things I did during that time, I'd probably hit them, especially during a toast, during a day where we're supposed to be celebrating family, hanging out, giving thanks for, you know, things that don't make us want to cry. Like if my brother got up and said, I'm so glad that Tavi's not doing that anymore, I would give him a smooth right to the back of the head. Mm-hmm. Because that's disrespectful. It's unnecessary and disrespectful. So OP, I would say, is not the asshole.
I also agree with Tavi, not the asshole, simply because if I'm, like, recovered, you know, I'm doing better, we're at, like, around our family, I'm pretty sure they probably all know, like, what I was doing, but if they're not aware of what I was doing, I'd feel, like, pretty embarrassed.
Yeah.
Exactly like how they felt. Especially when, like, honestly, if I didn't bring up my issues, you shouldn't be bringing up my issues.
Yes.
Like, if I didn't bring up that, like, okay, guys, you know, I'm grateful that I've recovered and I'm doing better now as a person, that's something for me to bring up.
Right, and even still, if you had brought that up, if you were the one to personally bring that up, they could just be like, okay, that's a good thing to be thankful for. They don't need to add to that.
Exactly. Like, you don't need... I don't want to say you don't need to be thankful for me, but it's like, this is like... This issue was not your issue and very out of place for you to just be like, oh, yeah, but I do see, like, where you think you're being, like...
Supportive,
yeah, like, positive about it, but that actually is, like, if we really think about it, that's really fucking rude.
Yeah.
Like, and... Just, I don't know, because I feel like family feels so comfortable with knowing your issues and how, oh my God, like, how did you do this? Like, oh, like, you're recovering. Like, how do you feel now? How has it changed you as a person? I am still myself, okay? I'm still me. It's just that.
Just on way less drugs.
Yeah, like, a better version of me. And, again, that's something for me to be fucking thankful for, not you, bitch.
Like, right, you okay. don't need to announce that to the family. That's, I'm thinking, like, if you're truly, like,
not come meaning... Come to me one-on-one.
Right, if you're not meaning any will, like, ill will, you come to me and you go, I'm thankful that you're still with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
I can see that.
Like, you don't, even still, I'd probably be a bit iffy about that. That's just not something, that's such a touchy subject. That's not something you bring up at a family gathering.
Especially if they're not the ones to announce it to everybody, like.
Exactly, because now everybody knows my business. Everybody's, like, it's, you made the situation awkward for everybody. You've made me uncomfortable. And on top of that, you're saying, I'm a dick? I hope you suck my dick.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just... It's weird. It's weird. Especially for them to get mad at you after,
right.
like, telling them, like, yeah, like, I didn't appreciate that. Like, oh, you're being a dick. No, bro. Like, you were. How are you going to tell me when you're the one who freaking fucked up? Anyways, yeah.
What would you think, Lee?
I do see it in a way how it's, like, it makes sense. If, like, if the family didn't really know... Then it's like, yeah, it's not something that should have been brought up. But if, like, the family knows and everything, and, like, it depends on how the family sees it, I think. I don't know, because, like...
This isn't, like, a Klaus from Umbrella Academy situation.
Oh, my God.
Like, everyone doesn't know, like, and even if they do, like, it's clearly something he's uncomfortable with.
Yeah, like, it makes sense. Like, I feel like... There could have been a way that it, would have been worded a little bit better. So yeah. Wouldn't one like feel like so exposed and stuff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Overall it's just tactless is what you're saying.
Yeah. 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 What that would mean.
Very yes. Not thoughtful.
But yep. Reddit did deem asshole.
Good. What? Deemed OP asshole?
What? That's so... Obviously, these people have never struggled with addiction, and...
that might have been the thing.
Like...
Because that's why I'm, like, on, like... Yeah. In the middle, because, like, I haven't...
Yeah, because I've experienced, like, my family...
You guys have experienced something
right, I've
similar.
Seen, like, if somebody brought that up, like, my cousin who lived with us, with what happened, if somebody was, like... And I'm so glad you're not huffing acrylic paint in my garage anymore. I would literally just, what am I supposed to do with that? Like, now you've ruined the night for them. Yeah. You've made everyone super awkward. It's just not a good time.
Exactly, because why would you out me out on something that I had, like, post-traumatic, like, post-trauma
right,
from?
Right, you don't
exactly.
even know. Like, that could send me into a whole panic attack.
Exactly,
you don't know.
Like, you're lucky enough I didn't have a panic attack right then and there. Because imagine opioids. Of course, terrible drug to abuse. It caused drowsiness, confusion, and all that. Mm-hmm. Imagine all the panic during the, what is it? The trip. Mm-hmm. The trip. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, saying, oh, I'm grateful you don't, like, abuse opioids, take needles and everything. Why would you say that?
Yeah.
That's just fucked
it's
up.
It's just, like, it's unnecessary and it's tactless. Like Abby and I said, one-on-one. Like if you truly, really believe, like, you're so happy for me, why can't you just tell me that? Why does it have to be a whole thing where you're telling everybody, yeah, you used to be on drugs. I'm so glad you're not doing that anymore. Like, you can be happy for me.
I feel like the mention of them saying it's alive, like, I'm happy you're alive.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. I guess that being added,
you could have stopped that. I'm happy you're alive.
You could have said that to me.
I appreciate your sincerity, but you could have been more sincere just with me and not the entire family.
Exactly.
Because you don't know what the family's mindset is. So
exactly.
That's
right,
because
now,
that's
imagine now you've just said that. We don't know who all was there. Now you just said that in front of grandma, maybe didn't know. Now you've just said that in front of a bunch of...
were there.
Yep.
You may have just said that in front of a bunch of children who don't understand that that was something that was hard for me to overcome. You may have just said that to people who were invited as, like, plus ones who don't even know me. You may have just told them my business. Like, it's just very not.
You're my brother.
And the fact that's the older brother, too.
Right, how are you going to be my older brother and acting like a child just because you're drunk?
Exactly. And then it's like, if you were my parents are really judgy on what we do. But honestly, I wouldn't feel as, like hurt if my parents would have did it because...
Parents don't tell your business.
Yeah, parents are always going to tell your business.
Yeah, it's like it's honestly, just a feature that they just
yeah.
have.
Yeah,
it's like
you can't expecting. Turn it off, the factory settings.
my brother, I know when I used to, like, basically do that stuff every day, I'd be with my brother as I did it. Like, my brother knows more of my secrets than, like, any person in the fucking world. How I would be so pissed off if I find you to be someone of comfort, someone of safety, someone I trust, and you just outed me in front of the whole fucking family. Are you angry. I'd be so angry.
Yeah, so Abby and I are clearly speaking from a very charged place, but that's all we have time for. Thank you guys so much for sitting with us, listening to
us
ramble and rant.
What we're thankful for?
Let's go around and say what we're thankful for. I personally am thankful that I have the opportunities that I do, that I get to keep thriving, and especially that I get to keep thriving with you guys as my friends.
Mm-hmm. I am also very thankful for you guys. I'm thankful for the people that I found this year and my journey that I've started. I'm really thankful for, I want to say just myself, because I'm on this, like, a path of, like, trying to do self-love now. And, like, when I think back about my year, there's a lot of things that I've changed about myself this year that I really should just be grateful for and, like, keep supporting. So, yeah. I'm just thankful for, like, doing me, being myself.
Hell yeah. I am thankful for, I don't know, I think how just more comfortable people have been around me. I don't know how to word this better. It's like, I don't know, I feel, like, good that people are willing to, like, be open. Because, like, before, people don't really do that. Because, you know.
Yeah.
Comfort level. Also thankful for my friends. Thankful for my friends. Thankful for that one. And I'm like, kind of, it's the same thing with Abby. Thankful for how much more, I guess, better my mentality has become. Yeah. Especially when it comes to school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm like, definitely thankful for, like, how much more of myself I've been able to become.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with that. What are you thankful for, guest number one?
So, I would say for the past couple years, I'm really thankful for how I've grown the way I've did. Because I've been going through, like, a lot of stuff I'm not going to go into, but it's helped me grow as a person, mature as a person, and, like, open my mind into newer things and to better myself and stuff like that. I'm thankful for my friends, my family, my mom mostly. Love my mom.
Hell yeah.
And I'm thankful for her right here, for my girlfriend. I love my girlfriend. Anyway.
I also love your girlfriend.
I also second that.
we all love your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Really thankful for music, because without music, I wouldn't have known what my, my creativity in a way is. Because without music, I'm quote-unquote nothing.
Oh, don't say that.
Well, not like that, but like in a way. Music is a really big part of my life. It gives me like more emotions, more connection to really express myself, not in forms of words, but also in the forms of words and notes.
Hell yeah.
Cool, and stuff like that. Chords, beautiful chords.
I agree with that. I am also grateful for music. All right.
Hell yeah.
Thank you guys so much.
Thankful for my family.
Thankful for my grandpa.